Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Come,
let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Blessing, thanks,
glory,
and honor,
hey,
oh,
hey, oh.
Dear,
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you for joining us on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen, but give God some praise. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We serve an awesome, awesome God, ladies and gentlemen. We are excited on Straight to the Point. Matter of fact, we got to give God one more praise before we go to some quick announcements, guys. I love it. Woo! Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Blessings, blessings. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, people who are listening all across the globe here and later on as well, Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to get you into the mood, get you ready for the word today and the wisdom of Dr. Henderson. That number, I want you guys to tweet out, fax out, email, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got to do, guys. Get that number out there so you can share it with somebody to be blessed today. That number, 347-843-4559. The number, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. And also, too, you can tap into the network via your wonderful media there, that's social media, or, of course, your internet, so forth as well. We're going to have a chat room open, so go to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. If you request a prayer or want to get in touch with Dr. Henderson, we'll make sure she gets the information from you. But the chat room is also open tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for you guys as well on blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk and look for the banner. All of Dr. Henderson's programming is on there, Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. It is live right now. So we thank God for Dr. Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. Amen and amen. All right. Hey, let's keep it moving, guys. Let's keep it moving. Dr. Henderson's busy, and we thank her so much for her time on the network. But she'll be coming up right after this next song. God bless you.
Thank you. You can say it awesome, 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 breathtaking, marvelous, magnificent and holy, magnificent and holy.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, and we're getting ready to open up our mic. Welcome, Dr. Henderson.
Blessings, everybody. Blessings, 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 blessings for everybody out there in radio land. I want to send you blessings on tonight. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to hear another episode of the Straight to the Point. Those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone. The word is clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but to have an everlasting life. So our network and this radio broadcast in particular, the Straight to the Point, is geared for everyone. Those who have an ear to hear, it is geared to you. Want to give credit to Emmanuel, that gospel artist is Norman Hutchins. So I want to give credit to Norman Hutchins on Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. And I want to give credit to the Rat Brown Clock, the song I Want to Praise You Forever and Ever. And then I want to give credit to Israel Horton for the song, Here I Am to Worship. Yeah. You know, I really like Israel Horton's song, his worship songs. I mean, they take you in. And a Rat Brown Clock, she just has a voice that just, when she sings, she just shifts the whole atmosphere. And I just think about the name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So just see, having that song playing in your ear, it just, you know, it lets you know that God is with you. We got to worship him. We got to worship him and knowing that he is all-knowing. He's all-powerful and he's present everywhere. I tell people all the time, and I want to tell you guys again on tonight, that one thing that I love about the God that we serve is that he's everywhere all at the same time. Meaning that he could be here in the United States of America. He could be in Africa. He could be in Europe. He could be in Asia. All at the same time. So that's the wonderful awesomeness, majestic, I mean, excellent, glorious, most wonderful thing that, you know, I love about the Lord is that he's omnipresent. Meaning that he could be present everywhere. Yes, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait our turn. You know, he can heal us. He can bless us. He can, you know, do whatever he wants to do for us just at the same time that he's doing it for somebody somewhere else. Right? So that means that he's all powerful too, right? He's all powerful. Yes, he's sovereign. I talked a little bit about the sovereignty of God last week and how he's just God like that. He could do what he wants to do, when, where, to who, and how he wants to do, because he's God. And because he's God, you know, he's just awesome. And so again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me on tonight. Those of you who do not know how we normally go about with the show, I want to explain something to you, because we've been doing something different for the last maybe month now. We normally, our normal scheduled program and or radio broadcast is we usually deal with three segments. That is the word, the business spotlight, and then we deal with the relationship segment. But for the last month or so, all the way to the end of this year, we don't have much longer, so in January, I'm going to start back the three-part segment, but for the next couple of weeks, actually, we're not going to be on next Monday, which is I believe next Monday is the 23rd. So we're not going to be on the 23rd, the week of Christmas. We're going to take off the week of Christmas, but we'll be on, I believe, the 30th is on the Tuesday, the 29th, I believe. Whatever that next Monday is, we will be on. But not next Monday, which is the 23rd. So, but in saying that is that, so we don't have long before we restart our three-part series, which will begin again in January of 2020. So I'm excited about 2020. I'm just thinking, guys, you know, we made it. My goodness, 2020. Did you ever think that you will be allowed to see 2020? Everything that, just look back over your life and think about all the things that you've been through. Think about all the people that's not here, but you're still here. Isn't God great? Isn't he awesome? You have so much to be thankful for. You have so much to be grateful for. I mean, a lot of times. Yes, absolutely. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for, that we're still here, we're still standing. I don't know if all of you all are on social media, but I posted something. I posted a watch that I had that I won. And the only reason, I normally don't do stuff like this. I mean, I can go buy my own watch. I have my own money. And let me just make that clear. So it wasn't because, you know, it wasn't because I couldn't get a watch, you know. Let me just make that clear. And it wasn't because I wanted to show something that I got materialistic. You know, I don't even do stuff like that. It was a reason why I posted that watch. It was a reason why I posted it, because it had meaning. If anybody know me, I don't look at things on the surface. I don't even, you know, I'm the type of person, if it doesn't have meaning behind it, I don't even look at it. You know, it doesn't attract me. It has to be a meaning behind it, you know. So, you know, I don't know if you guys know Lamar Odom, but he was giving away watches, only two. He was only giving away two, so thousands and thousands and thousands of people into the sweepstake. And, you know, usually I don't enter sweepstakes. I don't do any of those things. But I just decided, I said, you know, the name of the watch is Invicta, right? Invicta. Invicta stands for something. If you research the word Invicta, it means undefeated and unconquered, right? So I said, you know, this would be a good watch, not for me just to flash around, but for me to be able to post and to, you know, and God gave me the revelation of it, but hopefully somebody who's going through something, hopefully somebody who's is having a trying time, that went at the appointed time I win this watch, because God already told me I was going to win, you know, when I went and when I received the watch and I put it up on Facebook, that somebody would see it not as a glamour or glam, but they would see it and say, what does Invicta mean? Maybe perhaps somebody who's going through something in life that's been doing a trying time, you know, they would be encouraged. So when I won, of course, and of course I was going to say I won, because I want people to know that, you know, that because of him I won, not Lamar Odom, but because of God. But all in all, we're talking about purpose and destiny, right? We're talking about purpose and we're talking about destiny, right? So, and I neglected to say that the reason why, and let me just go back before I continue talking about the watch. The reason why I decided not to do the three-part segment is because God wanted me to talk about purpose and destiny. So I've been talking about purpose, the purpose, destiny, and I've been talking about plan, right? I've been talking about purpose, and I've been talking about the plan, right? And so that's what we've been pretty much talking about. So it was a purpose in me even winning the watch so that I can post the watch, because there were so many people who who said to me, you know, what does it mean? And I was happy to tell them that it means that because you act, it means that you are undefeated and you are unconquered. So that's what I put. I put undefeated and unconquered. So I did post the watch, not for, you know, not because, oh my God, I want to watch and, you know, bling, you know, none of that. I posted it so that I can encourage somebody that God has not forgotten them, that God is on their side, and that they, whatever it is that the enemy is trying to do to them, that they are undefeated on that day, and that they cannot be conquered. So I posted the watch to encourage somebody, and particularly the word Invicta. So that's what Invicta means. Invicta means that you are undefeated and that you are unconquered. And so that was the meaning behind it all. But, yeah, I was happy that I won, although the Lord said that I was going to lose. Right. Right. So I was happy that I did win, you know. But, again, although I knew that I was, you know, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, I don't like to boast, and I'm not boasting, but when God tells you something, you got to believe him. And so, but me winning had nothing to do with so I could be glamorous or I could be, you know, get people to say, oh, that's an awesome watch. It was for them to read the word Invicta and for them to get encouraged by it, okay? So anything that, you know, I do, if I'm posting about a watch or a house or something, and you know, and you guys know that I usually don't do stuff like that, but if you ever see anything like that on my page, it's because it's a revelation behind it. I'm a prophet, and so God used me, right, to do some foolish things, right? And a lot of people who don't know, people who are carnal minded would have thought, and what first thing came to their mind was, oh, she materialistic, or oh, she glimmer and glamour, or oh. But those who are spiritually minded, those who have a connection with God, those who can see clearly, those who can see in the spirit, would immediately pick up Invicta. What does Invicta mean? She's saying that she's undefeated and unconquered. So that was the purpose of her putting the watch out, and that was to encourage somebody. So that's why it's important when Jesus said to please, you know, do not be carnally minded, but be spiritually minded. To be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. And so we got to be able to walk in the spirit so that we would be able to discern, you know, what exactly the Lord is doing. And we're going to come out of our scripture tonight, and I talked about the watch because and hoping that the people of God, at least the people of God, would have gotten a revelation of it, you know, because those who are in his presence, those who, not just in his presence, but those who are in his word, those who are not allowing the carnal mind to take over, they would have immediately saw the message and what was displayed, right? So it wasn't to say I was, not just me, was undefeated and unconquered because I'm not defeated and I'm not, you know, conquered, you know what I mean? But it was also to encourage anybody who came by my page, that came past my, in the scroll, you know, in the feed, that if they was having a bad day, if they was going through something, that, yeah, the watch would have caught their eyes, but the message, amen, glory to God, would have soothed their soul, would have, you know, picked them up, would have made them feel like God is with me, amen. And so tonight I'm going to come out of the book of John, but before I come out of the book of John, I want to talk a little bit about what we've been talking about so far. We're talking about purpose. We're talking about the purpose, and we're talking about the plan of God, right? And I just want y'all to remember what I said about how God used me to display the watch to encourage somebody, right? He takes the foolish things of the world. He takes the things that people wouldn't even think that he would use to encourage them, right? He takes those things to bring about purpose. He takes those things to bring about healings and revelations, okay, and things of that nature. So We've been talking about the book of Ruth. We came out of the book of Esther. We came out of the book of Nehemiah. We came out of Psalms, the benefits of serving the Lord. And we last week we talked about Leah, who was one of Jacob's wives, and how she was despised because she had a purpose. Amen. She was despised because she was chosen. And we also talked about how God had to protect her, how God had to shield her. And so God allowed her to be rejected so that she could be protected, so she could be shielded, because she was carrying something. You know, when I got off the line, God further gave me revelation on that thing. You know, he had to protect her. He had to do all those things because, you know, we all know that Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, right? So he knew one day that she would even carry him. Amen, glory to God. And we know that when I mean by carry him, we know that literally that Leah wasn't the one that carried Jesus Christ, that it was Mary. We know that, okay? Let me make that plain as well, because I don't want to confuse nobody out there. I'm not saying that Leah actually birthed Jesus out, you know, out of her, you know, her canal. I'm talking about that Leah was the mother of Judah, right? Judah, ultimately, was the, I mean, there was a tribe, right? There was a tribe of Judah, right? And so because Leah was the mother of Judah, Jesus Christ came down that line, right? He came down that line through the tribe of Judah line. So ultimately, she carried, you know, Jesus. That's what I mean. But we all know that Mary was the courier for the Savior, you know, the actual courier, okay? So I don't want to get nobody confused. You will have to go back and listen to the message to understand what I'm saying on tonight, okay? So I just wanted to just do a quick overview on that. And tonight I want to talk about, this is only going to be about 10, 15 minutes. Remember, these purpose and these planning broadcast sessions are short, okay? Just want to let you guys go. I want to come out of the book of John. I want to talk about how it was purpose in the man being born blind. It was purpose in the man being born blind. Remember, I started out talking about the Invicta watch and how God used me to post the watch, amen, so that somebody would get encouraged, so somebody would know that was going through a trying time that they're undefeated and they're unconquered, right? So that's what the word Invicta means. So the watch wasn't really important. It was the word that was on the watch. My God, somebody better catch that. I just got a revelation just out of that, just that quick. The word, amen, my God. The word was God, right? In the beginning, there was the word, and the word was God, right? So whatever you're going through, right, it's not the label that they put on you, amen. It's the word that's in you, amen, that if you speak it, that whatever you're going through, it can change atmosphere. It can change your situation. It can shift your atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. That's for somebody on tonight, okay? All right. So I want to talk a little bit about the man born blind, okay? There's a story in John 9 that talks about there was a man that was born blind. And because he was born blind, a lot of people thought it was because maybe his parents sinned, or maybe, you know, he did something wrong. A lot of Pharisees, Sadducees say, you must have done something wrong. You had to have done something wrong for you to be going through this, for you to be blind, for you to, you know, to not be able to see. So, I mean, why would any God do this to you, you know? So Jesus came by, and the Bible says when Jesus came by, and let me just read this right quick. I'm going to read the NIV version. It says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And so Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in him, right? As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me, right? Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And then the Bible says that after that, right, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. He said, go. He told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. You know what Siloam means? It means scent. Wash in the pool of scent. So the man went and washed and came home sin. Amen. So Jesus used something foolish to heal the man, right? He could have touched him. He could have spoken. But he said, no, go wash in the pool. Go wash in, you know. The Bible says he spat in the ground, made some mud with saliva, and he put the saliva on the man's eyes, and then he told him, go wash in the pool, right? Go wash in the pool called sin. And when after the man washed, the Bible says that his eyes opened and he began to see. And so I just want to come to encourage somebody today. We're talking about purpose and destiny. I want to start off, I want to encourage you, and I use this part of scripture reference because a lot of times when we going through in life, when we going through a storm, when we're going through a trial, or even when, you know, the doctor has said that, you know, you're dealing with a sickness or you're dealing with a disease, the first thing that comes to mind is, did I do something, God? Did I do something? Did I sin? You know, if I did, I would repent, forgive me. You know, what did my parents do? What did somebody do in the generations and generations? I just come to tell you on tonight that you didn't do anything, that everything that you're going through is for, number one, it's for purpose, for his purpose. It's for his glory, amen, but it's for your good. Let me say that again. It's for his purpose, it's for his glory, but it's for your good, and it's for your good is so that, yes. It's for his purpose, it's for his glory, but it's for your good. It's for your good because God has chosen you to use to get the glory out of. Amen. And so a lot of somebody may be saying, well, it don't feel good. Can he use somebody else? I don't want to be sick. I don't want to go through these trials. But it's all to strengthen you. Amen. It's all to strengthen you. Not only that, but it's all so that he can get the glory. And God chooses whom he wants to choose to get the glory out of. Specifically, this man that was born blind didn't do anything. Amen. But that was an appointed time that he was going to meet Jesus. And I come to tell somebody on tonight, your appointed time is tonight. You're going to meet the Lord. Some of you, your appointed time is going to be December the 31st. 2019, 11:59, right before 2020, amen, you're going to meet the Lord, and whatever you're going through, whatever you're experiencing, I want you to know that God is going to, if you're dealing with a sickness, he's going to heal you. If you're dealing with issues in your marriage, God said, he's going to rectify. If you're dealing with issues with your children, God said, I'm going to save them. If you're dealing with issues, God, if you're dealing with issues in a job, God said, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to bring peace and I'm going to make it be still. Amen. If you're dealing with issues with your business, God said he's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Amen. Some of you, he said he's going to bring clients like never before. If you're dealing with issues in ministry, God said do not fret. He said that he's going to get the glory out of it. For those of you who are dealing with church absenteeism, meaning that people are not coming to church and your church is looking deserted, God said that if you listen to me on tonight in the instruction, that he's going to fill it back up to an overflow, it not just to capacity, but it's going to overflow. And what he wants me to tell you is to go back to lifting up his name. Stop trying to do what's popular. Stop trying to, you know, do all these different things to try to get people in it. He said, go back to the word that says that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up his name. Jesus, who is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Amen. So let's go back to the blind man. Okay? Let's go back to the blind man, the man that was born blind. Even Jesus' disciples, not just the Pharisees and the Sadducees, thought that the man had sinned or thought that the man might have done something wrong and because he's blind or because he have a sickness. But even Jesus' disciples, those who was with Jesus and saw Jesus healing, that was with him. You know, and that brings me to, you know, even some of your Christian friends are not going to believe that, you know, that you didn't do anything wrong to get or what you're going through, amen, for something bad to happen to you, amen. So, you know, for Jesus' disciples to be around Jesus, to be around him and saw that he was healing people, that they didn't even get the revelation. They automatically thought that, okay, this man blind or this man this, that he did something wrong. Amen. But the Bible says, Jesus said, no, he didn't do nothing wrong. Not only did he do anything wrong, but his parents didn't do anything wrong. What I'm about to do is to show every doubter. Somebody better get encouraged and do some cartwheels and flips. What I'm about to do in this man's life, right, is to show every doubter, to show every Pharisee and Sadducee, every religious person, what I'm about to do in his life, amen? I'm going to show not just the doubters, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, but I'm going to even show him that I was with him all along and that I did not curse him, that not only did I did not curse him, but I was using him all along for an appointed time and an appointed season to bring out the glory, not just for me, but out of his life. Amen. And so Jesus, at that appointed time, right, at that appointed place, gave him instructions on what he had to do to regain his healing. How many of you know that a lot of times God tells us to do stuff that absolutely makes no sense at all, right? Sometimes he will have us do stuff and you're like, wait a minute, this can't be done. What in the world would God tell me to go put? What in the world would, matter of fact, he spit and put that mess all on my eyes. What is going on? He's supposed to be Jesus. He don't have to do all that, right? So what was the point of Jesus doing all that, right? That's the question I'm sure that some of you are thinking. I mean, he can do anything. He can just speak to a person. He could just touch him. He don't even got to touch him. He could just walk by him. They could just touch a piece of his garment and be made whole and be healed, right? Didn't the woman that issued the blood do that? So why did Jesus have to demonstrate to all the people that was around this man, why did Jesus have to spit and take mud and do all that, right? And then even after that, go to the man, go dump in the pool for the man to be healed. Again, remember I said that sometimes the Lord would do the foolish things, right, to confound the wise. He knew who his audience was. He knew who was looking. He knew their purpose. He knew who was looking. He knew their purpose. So he had to do something so foolish, right, so, you know, painstakingly just out of just what are you doing in order to show the people around him that a lot of times your healing is not going to come. It's not going to come with the glimmer and the gold. Sometimes your healing is going to come out of a hard place. Sometimes your healing or your breakthrough or your blessing is going to come out of something that you would never even think. Amen. So here was purpose in Jesus sending him that route and doing it that way. Amen. Sometimes your healing going to come out of something that's ugly. Sometimes your blessing going to come out of something that's ugly and nasty, right? Something that you would never think. You know, you may be going through a hard situation. It may be ugly. It may be nasty. And you're like, can't nothing good come out of this. But God told me to tell somebody on tonight that that's where your breakthrough going to come out of. That's going to be your blessing. Hallelujah. Your blessing is going to come out of that. And so God used the mud and the saliva to show the people around him that don't die. Don't get caught up on a big, miraculous, supernatural thing in order to be blessed. Because God said he'll use the foolish things. The foolish thing in this situation was the spitting in the saliva. Taking the saliva and spitting in the mud. Then putting it on a man's eyes. Then after that, telling the man, go dip in the pool. But even dipping in the pool, there was a significance in that pool because he couldn't just dip in any kind of pool. He had to dip in a certain pool. And the Bible says the name of this pool was Siloam, which stood for sin. My God. Many are called, but few are chosen. right? How can a preacher preach unless they've been what? Sent, right? I want to tell somebody on tonight that every stupid, ugly, nasty thing you're going through in that you went through in 2019 that you're currently going through, it's all to make you and your gifting, not to show gifting, but it's all to make you, not break you, it's all to make you into what God wants you to be made of, right? To my preachers, I want to encourage you, in order for you to be sent, right? How can we hear without a preacher? How can a preacher, and how can he preach unless he be sent, right? So you preachers and you ministers and you leaders, what you're going through, it's God is preparing you to be sent, amen? He's preparing you to be sent, and 2020 is your season, not to just be sent, my God, but for you to do the work. That's why Jesus told them, if you even after that, if you drop down, he said that, let's read the word of God. He said, as long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can do the work. It's important that in this next season, and get in 2020, not to 2020, but to even towards the end of 2019, that you do the work. Amen. Stop the complaining. Stop the groaning. Stop the mumbling. Stop talking about how hard it is. Stop talking about this can't be God. It is God, okay? Stop talking about God can't bless me in this. It is God. He's going to bless you in it because he's going to bless you in the foolishness of it so that he can get the glory. Amen. He's going to bless you in the things that look unlikely, that's not like him, right? So he can get the glory out of it. So man would see that my God, that had to been God. Amen. Because how in the world could they have done it if it wasn't God? How in the world could they have exceeded? How in the world could they have excelled? How in the world could they have made it? How in the world could they have been healed, especially when the doctor said it was incurable, but they are healed? It had to been God. It had to been God. Again, it's all about the purpose and the plan that God has. What? For yours, it's about the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. But at the end of the day, ultimately, it's about the primary purpose is his purpose. Remember Romans 8:28? His purpose. And his purpose for you, those of you who are preaching in ministry, that are, you know, in leadership, I want to encourage you that 2020 is the year for you to do the work. Stop doing all that talking and do some walking. God has said that he's looking for some action. He said he's glad that you got faith, but the Bible says faith without works is dead. You can have all the faith you want, but if you ain't working it, then guess what? It's dead. So God said in 2020, I'm sending some people. I'm sending you. I'm sending you to do a great work. I'm sending you not just to do a great work, but in this next season, that's coming around, you got to be, the people are going to see the manifested miraculous healings and supernatural blessings. And guess what? He's going to use you, the one that was seen unlikely, the one that people didn't think that was going to use. Guess what? The Bible says he chose the blind man, huh? The man that couldn't see. Glory to God. The man that couldn't see, he chose him to use to get the glory out of. So the one that God is going to use in this next season is going to be the one that nobody would even thought of, that nobody would even think that it was God, because God takes the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Now, I talked about a lot of critical points on tonight. I talked about how, you know, God used the blind man, right? He used the blind man, somebody who thought that, all the people who thought that he sent and his parents sent for him to be blind. So God used him to show that it was purpose in that, and that so that he can get the glory out of it, right? So God can get the glory out of the situation. Then I talked about how you got to do the work, that he's ushering you to do the work, not just preachers and leaders, but those who are career-minded, those who are business leaders, those who are building businesses. Go ahead, do the work. Amen. Do the work. God is sending you to do the work because you're building businesses for the kingdom, right? It's for the kingdom. Work that business. Work that ministry. Work whatever it is that he has put in your hands to work. Do the work. And then I talked about, him then having to go and be a dip into that pool that meant sent. Then one important thing that I talked about, and if you don't get nothing else out of this quick message on tonight is not a message just talking on tonight is he used something really foolish to heal this man. He used his saliva, and he used his mud, and he used mud to put on his eyes, right? And so I want you not to get so caught up on the big and the glamour and thinking that because it's big and glamour that it is God and that is foolish, that is not God. Because I want you to know that God is going to use in this next season, I mean, something that's, you know, small things, things that you wouldn't even think, things that what I did on social media, I put a watch out, but I wasn't putting it out just to be, you know, glamour with it. I was putting it out because it had meaning to it, and somebody need to be encouraged on that day. So God is going to use stuff like that, but if you ain't in tune with his spirit, you're going to miss it. And I want to come to tell you on tonight, simply don't miss it. Don't miss it. You can't afford to miss God in this season. You can't afford to miss what God is trying to do in this season because you refuse to be spiritually minded. You got to be spiritually minded, walking in 2020 to understand what God is doing. Because, you know, you got to be spiritually minded. You can't be listening to the doubters. You can't be listening to the naysayers. You can't be listening to people that say, she not putting watches out and all that. What's she trying to do? You got to be able to overlook that and be like, well, what was the real intent of her putting that watch out? What was the real intent? She said Invicta. She keeps saying Invicta. Let me research that. Some stuff you got to go and research. Stop looking at stuff on the surface. Some things you're going to have to research and find out what the meaning of it is. And I talked about, even last week, I talked about how it's important and how people keep missing it because they're not doing the research. They just looking on the surface and they running with stuff. And God said, you're going to have to be spiritually minded. You're going to have to be able to walk in wisdom because you're going to have to be able to not be afraid of knowledge because my people perish for a lack of knowledge. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to research some stuff that I'm going to be showing you. If you don't understand it, you can't even comment on it. If you don't understand what God is doing in the next season, keep your mouth shut because you could say something that will cause you to miss out your blessing, will cause you to miss your book, that will cause you to miss out on it. You can't afford to be saying foolish stuff out of your mouth, foolish things, going wild, talking out of your emotions, saying all kinds of stuff. If you don't understand the move of God, shut your mouth. Just praise him, worship him, honor him, adore him, and ask him to give you the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding. Give you the revelation of it, because if you speak on something that you have no idea what God is doing and you speak of it wrong, amen, you're going to miss out. And my word to you on tonight is simply, don't miss God. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Wow, Dr. Henderson, that was powerful. Woo-wee. I love the Invictus. I love that. I love that. I hope everybody looks that word up and not just look it up, Dr. Henderson, but also kind of meditate on it too as well, because there's scriptures behind all of that. And I'm so excited about that word, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, I was looking it up while Dr. Henderson was talking. And as Dr. Henderson mentioned earlier, ladies and gentlemen, Invictus is a Latin word which means invincible, undefeated.
Yep.
Wow, isn't that powerful? And there's more to it than that. But guys, if you want to tie the word to it, you can do it. Tie the word to it because you are, through Jesus now, through Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ, you are invincible and undefeated. And as you know, that's what everybody needs, Doc. They need that. They need to know that. People don't know that. They're looking at the watch.
Yeah.
They're not looking at the meaning of the watch.
They're not looking at the meaning behind it. They're not looking at the meaning. And a lot of times we look at the outside of a thing and we don't really, you know, and you know, that's human nature. People look on the outside.
Yeah.
Even we look on the outside of people and we judge, you know, instead of getting to know the person, you're doing research on a person. And that's when we make our mistakes. And a lot of times, and somebody posted something on social media that, you know, don't curse your blessing. You know,
right.
A lot of people are not being blessed because they're not connected with certain folks that they're supposed to connect with because of what other people are saying or because of how it looks. And if you get caught up on how it looks, you're going to miss your blessing. If
that's
you know, a lot of times if it's not coming flashy or if it's not coming, you know, pompous, then, you know, mm-hmm. they don't want to connect mm-hmm. with it. But mm-hmm. you can't get caught up on that in this season. That's how the first season of Sadducees, you know, that's how they missed Jesus, because he
yeah.
didn't come
yeah.
glamorous. He didn't come,
yeah.
you know, doing all that. He came humble,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's how
mm-hmm.
they missed it. And Jesus said the same way that he came humble, he's going to be using stuff that nobody would even think he would use. And if you're
right.
not in tune with Jesus, if you're not in tune
mm-hmm.
with the word, if you're not
mm-hmm.
working in the spirit, you're
mm-hmm.
going to miss them. And 2020 is not the year. It's not
Amen.
The season for anybody to miss anything, because
Amen.
Time is winding down. 2020 is the season for you
Amen.
To be able to see clearly. You got to be able to see clearly. Amen.
Amen,
it
Doc.
Was a
Amen.
That I can see clearly now that the rain is gone. Glory
Amen,
to God.
Doc.
That should be your anthem. I can see clearly now that
yeah.
the rain is gone.
Amen, amen. And Doc,
anyway,
as you know, and Doc also, too, there's a scripture that says that God's ways is not our ways. I mean, God can do whatever he wants,
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand that he's
yeah.
not limited to one
yeah.
area of what we think he should be doing.
Yeah.
And that's why we miss it, man. We miss it. Thank God. Back to you, Doc. Thank you.
All right. So, like I said, on December 23rd, we are not going to have the Straight to the Point. I want you guys to spend some time with your family. It is the Christmas week. And those
Thank
of you.
You
who don't know, it's that Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Amen.
Not because of the gifts, but because, you know, we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. And,
Amen.
You know, I tell people all the time, you see people
yeah.
showing love, so much love. During
yeah,
this
yeah.
time of the year, and I love to see people showing love to one another, and
mm-hmm.
I love the Christmas songs, and I love when families are out shopping together and giving, and, you know, giving to each other, and, you know, it's a shame
mm-hmm.
that, you know, and it shouldn't happen just one time
yeah,
out of
no,
the year.
Exactly,
I pray that,
yeah.
you know, it will happen, you know, this
yeah.
kind of Christmas spirit will happen not just
mm-hmm.
one time a year, but I pray that for your life and, you know, in this next season of you guys' lives, that the joy of the Lord would be your strength, and
Amen.
That not only is that, but you would begin to have an outward manifestation of his joy
mm-hmm.
that it will,
mm-hmm.
you know, it will seep on and get glued to other people, and that it would just, yeah.
Hallelujah.
When you walk past people, that they would begin to be joyful and happy. And so I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We will see you guys the following week. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Join us the following week, not the 23rd. We about to go, but before we leave, I want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, 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 always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
For me, blessings and
glory
and honor,
belong.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blessing me,
for blessing me, we just come to.
Just wanna pray.
Hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you've been listening to Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Thank you so much for joining us. For those listening all across the land, all across the globe, I love it. Hey, we're going to be back. As Dr. Henderson mentioned, we'll be off on the 23rd of December, and we'll be back on the 30th, which is the following Monday. Okay, so we're looking out for the programming on our network here, and we're just excited about you being with us. And hey, if you got any questions about the network or want to even be on the show, give me a call, 404-401-0233. Give me a text, 404-401-0233. We'll be programming for the month of January 2020 and February 2020 and so forth. So looking forward to that. All right, hey, we got to get out of here, man. God bless you. Merry Christmas to everybody out there in Radio Land. Take care, man. Bye-bye.